WJTL bringing Mac Powell, River of Life, Aaron Schuston, Joshua Aaron's Mountain of the Lord. Prior to that, good morning. It's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, today we have a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mostly sunny, hot and humid. Chance of showers and storms, high 95 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, low 72. Moving into winning Wednesday, much like today, sunny and hot, chance of precipitation, high 96. Sounds like some good days to be inside in the AC. We're currently sitting at 70 degrees in Harrisburg, 73 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friend Sandra Burgess with us. She's the spiritual life chair at Landisville Camp Meeting. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you.
You're telling us about your celebration of 151 years, and you have a big event coming up. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I want to highlight a couple special things about this event. So the event itself is 19 through the 23rd of July, starting at 7 p.m. But Wednesday, the 21st of July, that'll be a little different. And for those of you who have been really curious about the campground and all the changes, we have a lot of new people, young families that have come in and bought cottages, and they're rehabbing them. So this is your opportunity as a community to come in and see those cottages. At 1 o'clock on the 21st of July, we're going to be hosting a historical tour. We're going to be hosting tours of the cottages so you can see what all that activity has been over there. And there will be reenactors on the grounds. We've got some very old crafts for our young children. Ooh. You'll be interacting with some unusual people that'll be on the grounds as a surprise. And then that evening at 7 o'clock, we have a surprise guest. Back in 1870, the Methodists founded the National Camp Meetings Association. And at that event, there were people from all over the country who were catching the vision of what camp meetings were meant to be about. And our surprise speaker for Wednesday night will be reenacting one of those sermons that happened back in 1870.
That's cool.
We're kind of excited to have him as a surprise guest.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier how the trains used to pull right up to the campgrounds and people would come for the revivals. That's just a cool story.
Yeah, there is so much history there that the longer we live here, the more we find out. We're doing a lot of research in our history. We've started this year. We've just put together some things that we have found in the archives, and so we're pretty excited to pull them out and start studying them.
Yeah. Landisville Camp Meeting celebrating over 150 years of ministering. It's happening July 19th through the 23rd. Stuff going on every evening. Find out online, landisvillecampmeeting.org. And Sandra, I understand that you not only want to have stuff that you guys are putting on, but you want to invite the community to also use your 26 acres as a way to host their events coming up.
That's correct. One of the things that a lot of the families that have come in there, they don't want to just use it as a place for them to rest and relax, but that we want to share it with the community. We have a lot of acreage attached to our campground where we could host sports events, churches could come in, use it for picnics. We have churches that come in and hold services for us on Sunday, a variety of churches that do that. And we would like to encourage that. And so they can call me, I'll connect them with the right people, and we would just love to see more community involvement.
Awesome.
The Landisville Camp Meeting, located at 201 Church Street in Landisville, has been there for 151 years. Here's an opportunity for your community group to have, you know, volleyball tournaments, to come out and have church services, to have special events, maybe a worship night, whatever it be. Check it out online, landisvillecampmeeting.org. Sandra, thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here and meeting you guys.
We ask the Lord to bless your big week of celebration.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Jamie Jam Goshen, Beautiful Story, WJTL. Good morning.